Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study on the resurrection, we were taught the fact that this body as it is will not inherit the kingdom of God. We must be born again. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This body, as it is with all its imperfections, does not inherit the kingdom of God, just as corruption does not inherit incorruption. You must be born again. That's why Christ must be received. His death does not save all men if they do not repent and believe the gospel. If we go to a perfect place, then God will make us fit for that perfect place. We will not, in our prideful, corruptible being that we are now, be that way then. Hallelujah, we shall be changed. Here's a man that is blind. He is told new surgery will give him 20/20 sight in both eyes. Does he say, "Now look, I'm used to living blind. I've lived this way all my life, so I don't want that surgery." Well, you say, "Brother Andy, that wouldn't happen because he knows sight is better simply by the testimony of those about them." Well, listen to this about Revelation 21:4 about heaven. "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, and neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away." Oh, my friend, you want to have that as a part of your life for your eternity. What a great promise that is. We want the glorified body because of this testimony, which is absolutely true. More so than a blind man who's never seen would want to have suddenly 20/20 vision. We know the glorified state is better. That is why John says in Revelation chapter 22, "Even after seeing all these ferocious judgments that shall come upon the earth," he says, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." He got a vision of the glorified body. In Revelation chapter 6, we see under the souls the altar of those who were slain for the word of God and the testimony of Christ. And they're asking the Lord, "How long?" You see, they're in their spiritual bodies. That's great. But there's something about that glorified body that they so desire it. Now, the last section of this chapter, 1 Corinthians 15, that deals with the doctrine of the resurrection, this part will show that our resurrection hope is in Jesus Christ here in verses 51 through 58. Well, let's read verses 51 through 54. He says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory." Oh, what a great passage that is. "Behold, I show you a mystery." What does it say that mystery is? The mystery is this: we shall not all sleep. Sleep refers to the body, not the soul. That is, all Christians will not die. Now, this was a new revelation. They thought they'd all die. But no, not all will die. This same truth is expressed in 1 Thessalonians 4:16 through 18, where it says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Wow, changed. Now, some people say, you know what, I don't want to die physically. I want to be caught up in the rapture. You know, and I do too. I think most Christians do, but sometimes I look at this old world and I think, well, if the Lord tarries another 30 years and I got to live in this body with its pains and all these other things for 30 years, I don't want to do that. I don't want to live that way for 30 years in pain and misery, because Philippians 1 says to depart and to be with Christ is far better. Not just better, but far better. The Apostle Paul had a dilemma. He said, "For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain." He said he preferred to be with Christ, but it was needful that he stay in this flesh. And my friend, I want to stay in this flesh as long as God wants me in this flesh. I want to serve him, and I want to be in this flesh as long as I can be useful to him. But if it's another 30 or 40 years, wouldn't it be better to be with him? Oh, of course it would. It's far better. But we're to pray thy kingdom come. Let's pray for the rapture. Let's pray that it would be soon. Now he says, "Behold, I show you a mystery." The word "behold" carries the idea of look this way. Hey, take note. This is important. Hey, something super exciting. It's like somebody snaps their fingers and says, "Listen up." He says, "Behold, I show you a mystery." A mystery was a truth not previously revealed to the sons of men, but now revealed to Spirit-taught sons. And he is saying, I'm going to show you what all I meant by what was said in verses 40 through 50. He says, "We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Now, not all the saved do die physically, but all saved, dead or alive, will receive a glorified body." Some people try to teach only a partial rapture. Only the real good Christians get caught up. But this passage just said that we'll all be changed. So there's a generation of believers who are going to pass right into glory without tasting death. However, their corruptible bodies will be changed very instantly. The mystery, in short, is the rapture. The rapture is the first phase of the second coming, in which resurrected and translated saints will rise together to meet Christ in the air and follow him in a flash into the third heaven. Now, by the way, don't make the mistake of saying the second coming and the rapture the same thing. Now, the rapture takes place. Jesus doesn't touch the earth, so he doesn't actually have a second advent then. Instead, we meet him in the clouds. Then after the tribulation period that follows of 7 years, he will come and he will touch this earth. That tribulation begins after the rapture, but it may not begin immediately after the rapture, but it will begin when there is a peace covenant signed with Israel. But that is another message, and we'll go to that some other time. The word "translated" refers to the work upon the bodies of those who are alive and who remain until the coming of the Lord. The word "rapture," although it's not in our King James Bible, goes back to the Latin word "raptura," and is translated from a Greek word that means "caught up." We read that in 1 Thessalonians 4:17, that we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. And so that's where that word and term "rapture" comes from. Both the resurrection, which are those who died in Christ and their bodies are in the ground, and the translation, those alive at the rapture, are presented here in verses 53 and 54, that this corruptible puts on incorruption, and the mortal puts on immortality. Verse 52 said, "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. The twinkling of an eye makes the blink of an eye look like slow motion. It is so fast that no tracking device of man can record, detect, or observe it. So instead of calling it travel, that we'll be caught up in calling that a traveling experience, it would be better stated that we will be there. You'll just be there in the twinkling of an eye. By the way, there is a reward promised for those who love His appearing. We're to look up. My friend, we need to be looking for the Uppertaker instead of the Undertaker. You see, my friend, if you love His appearing, you're going to be living a life that is holy, separate from this world, dedicated unto God. You're going to be faithful in God's house. You're going to be faithful in reading the Word. You're going to be faithful to witness. And if not, you're going to be ashamed at His appearing. You're not going to really love His appearing, although you'll love the fact that you're caught up and you're given the glorified body. Now, we need to have our hearts set in the right direction. Today, there are many people trying to guess who is going to be the Antichrist. I can remember back in the 1970s, I used to hear the name Henry Kissinger. Well, we don't hear that anymore, do we? I can remember in the 1980s, a lady actually come up to me and just said, "Is it possible that our president is the Antichrist?" And I asked her, why would she say that? She says, "Well, his name is Ronald Wilson Reagan. He's got six letters in each name, 666. Well, my friend, Ronald Reagan is now dead, and so that wasn't it. We're not told to look for the Antichrist. We're not told to be occupied with His coming. We're told to occupy till He comes. The Antichrist will not be revealed until after we are raptured. We are to pray, Thy kingdom come, but we're to be about the Father's business. In a moment is a Greek word, Adamon. We get our English word Adam, A-T-O-M. It means something that is so tiny that it cannot be further subdivided. Now, at the last trump, there are eight trumpets that are going to sound, my friend. There are eight trumpets to follow this trump that he says at the last trump. But those are in the tribulation. This is the last trump of this age. Revelation 8 and 9, as well as chapter 11, verses 15 through 19, and Matthew chapter 24, verse 30 and 31, really go into this thing of the trumpets. Now, we won't go into that now because we're not looking at the tribulation. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.